Well, what a privilege it is to serve the Lord. What a privilege it is tonight to be saved and be living free from sin. I'm a little nervous tonight, but thank God tonight for peace in our soul tonight. God, as I was thinking, are you saved tonight? Are you living free from sin? How are you doing spiritually? The thought just kept rolling in our mind that God has laid on our heart tonight. It's just such a simple thought, and it's just this. The devil loves to say no. The devil loves to say no. Have you ever heard that before? No, don't get saved. No, don't stay saved. No, don't do anything for God. But thank God tonight, there's victory. All the thoughts may come in your mind, but just get rid of them thoughts. Get rid of them. Don't let it settle there in your thoughts. Get rid of it. Thank God tonight, God has victory over the devil. Every single day. Thank God tonight, God loves to say yes. He says yes all the times. Philippians 4:13 tonight says, I can do all things through Christ that strengtheneth me. Yes, he can do all things for you that strengtheneth you with Christ. If you'll turn to James, the 4th chapter, 7 through 10. James, the 4th chapter, 7 through 10. It says to submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, you double-minded. Be afflicted, mourn, weep. Let your joy be turned to sorrow, or joy turn to heaviness. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Yes, submit to God. Yes, resist the devil. Yes, draw nigh to God. And yes, he will draw nigh to you. Isn't that awesome tonight? Yes, you can make it tonight. By the power, by the strength of God tonight. Oh, John, the 15th chapter in verse number 5 says, Jesus said, I am the vine. Ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. Oh, thank God tonight, Jesus is the vine. Oh, thank God tonight, we can be a branch in that vine tonight. Thank God when you're saved, you're engrafted into that vine. All the power, the strength, the help is in the vine. But are you drawing nigh? Are you drawing nigh to God tonight? Oh, there's power. The help comes from the vine. In Ephesians, the 6th chapter, verse number 11. Ephesians, the 6th chapter, verse number 11. It says to put on the whole armor of God. Why? That you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Thank God tonight, there's protection. There's protection tonight. And it goes on to say, oh, what is the armor of God? Oh, it's the loins girded about with truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the feet shod with preparation of the gospel of peace, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. God's got protection for you tonight if you continue to submit. Continue to resist. Continue to draw nigh, and he will draw nigh to you. Oh, and stay connected to the vine. That's where the strength, the power comes from. What a blessed thought that is tonight. But oh, how the devil loves to say no. The devil loves to say no tonight. Oh, I thought of the scriptures, James 1:14. James 1:14. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Oh, there's temptations that come that you want to go your own way. Oh, the devil loves to say, go your own way. Oh, he'll throw, oh, you're getting enticed. But oh no, stay connected to the vine. Stay connected to the vine tonight. Oh, Isaiah, the 53rd chapter and verse number 6, it says your own way. Oh, how the devil would love for you to go your own way. And then in James, the 4th chapter and verse number 17. Very familiar scriptures tonight. But it says, therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. Oh, how the devil just wants to bring you the thoughts in, but just get rid of the thoughts. Oh, but it'll just continue. Oh, just continue drawing nigh to God. Continue to submit to God, his will, his way. Oh, in 1 John, the 2nd chapter, in verse number 16. 1 John 2, 16. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. Oh, there's a world out there with all kinds of spirits. Oh, what the devil is constantly saying, no, but just stay on the straight and narrow way. But oh, unfortunately, some, the devil, they begin, if you give the devil an inch, there's no telling where you'll be. There's no telling where you'll be. Oh, the devil would love to just get you to stop just for a day. Don't read. Don't pray. Oh, just a little, just stop. Oh, if he can get just a little foothold in. Oh, just another day. And another day. And another day. Oh, how the devil loves to say no. Oh, he don't want you to get connected. He don't want you to stay connected. Oh, how the devil loves to say no. Oh, how he wants you to go your own way. He wants you to go your own lustful way. Oh, the devil loves to say no. And unfortunately, some have went this way. Unfortunately, they turn their back on the things of God. They turn their back on the word of God just by giving up one step at a time. Oh, one step at a time. No, don't come to church. Just, you don't need all that church. Oh, how your desires begin to change. Oh, Psalms 37 and 4 says, delight thyself in the Lord and he shall give you the desires of thy heart. Oh, but if you're not delighting in the Lord, oh, how your desires will begin to change. Oh, the desires that once you wanted to come to church all the time. Oh, but how the devil is telling you no all the time. Oh, how you begin to miss church services. Oh, after a few, it gets easier. Gets easier. Gets easier. One step at a time. Oh, how the devil says, no, the modest apparel. How foolish. Why can't you wear that? Oh, how in light it was for your protection. Oh, God had it for your protection. Oh, there's so many lustful spirits out. Oh, but now things look different in the darkness, talking about spiritually. Oh, how things begin to look totally different. Oh, when you're over here. Oh, no. No, that's not important. Oh, now the dress. Oh, no, I want to draw attention to myself. Self. Oh, it's my own way. It's my own lust. Oh, how the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life. Oh, how it's taken ones step by step. Oh, how broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. Many find it. Oh, how sad. But yet the devil doesn't keep stops. He just continually says, no. No, you're all right. You're not like that person way down there. No, you're all right. And oh, how situations come up. And oh, no, they don't look that bad anymore. Step by step. Oh, your mouth, Brother Decker said the other day, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Oh, how things begin to come out your mouth that never once came out your mouth. Oh, how things are different now. The devil loves to say no. Oh, how your fruit in Matthew, the 7th chapter, it talks about the good tree. It talks about the evil tree. Oh, the good one will produce good, and the evil one will produce evil. How you're known by your fruit. Oh no, I'm just affecting myself. Oh no. Oh no, you're not just affecting yourself. Oh, the works of the flesh are beginning to manifest itself out. Oh, how Galatians, the 5th chapter, and verse number 19. Galatians 5 and verse number 19. It says, now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatreds, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envying, murders, drunkenness, revelings. Oh, how things begin to come out. Oh, no, I'm not no drunk, just a social drink. I'm not no drunk. Oh, how the devil continually says no. Oh, I'm just going to go to this party. Oh, but what you didn't know, there was drugs in them brownies there. Oh, you shouldn't even have been at the party. Oh, but one step at a time. Oh, you're not satisfied. Oh, I just want more. One step at a time. Oh, it might be one picture, pornographic picture. But the flesh isn't satisfied with one picture. This flesh isn't satisfied. Just one step. No, just something more. Oh, how hatred begins to come out. Oh, how wrath, strife begins to come out. Which it didn't used to. Oh, but how the works of the flesh will manifest out. Oh, how it'll manifest out. Oh, step by step. Oh, no, no drug addict will say, I'm not going to start on them hard drugs. But step by step. Oh, as I talked with somebody that was on drugs years ago, and they said, I said, how did you get to the place where you was? It started out real small. Real small. And it didn't satisfy. So I went to the next one. Oh, how the devil loves to say no. Oh, one step. How the devil wants you just continue to listen. Oh, in the meantime, Romans the 14th chapter and verse number 7. For none of us liveth to himself, and no man dieth to himself. Once again, you think, oh no, you're not affecting nobody. Oh, it's easy to sow out. But oh, the reaping time's coming. Oh, no, I'm just affecting my circle of friends, family, loved ones. Oh, but how them circles are touching everyone. Oh, the whole community you're affecting. Oh, how the devil says, no, no, you're just having the pleasure. Oh, no, no, no. Oh, how sad. step by step. Oh no, I'm not a bad person. No, I'm a good person. I do good things. I don't do any of that stuff. I give to the poor. I give. I do good works. I don't do any of that. Oh, but are you saved? Are you saved? Oh, that's wonderful, the good works, but are they glorifying you or are they glorifying your Father which is in heaven? Oh, broad is the way. There's many avenues. Oh, you may say, I'm gonna quit this sin business. I am not doing it. And you might be able to quit one, but you'll have all these others. Oh, but I'm not gonna, I'm not going that far again. And what happens? Oh, you go right back to that spot and you even go farther and farther. No, it's not going to happen to me. No. Oh, how sad. Oh, how sad tonight to see ones walk away from the truth, walk away from a congregation. Oh, because it just steps, 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 and steps. And then the reaping season's coming. You mark it down. The reaping season's coming. Oh, no, and now I'm broken. Now I'm lonely. Oh, the devil won't stop there. Nobody cares about you. The congregation don't care about you. No. How the devil loves to say no. Oh, now it's, oh, now I'm boxed in. What am I going to do? No. No, where am I? No, I don't have no hope. Oh no, now suicidal thoughts. Oh, the devil don't stop at nothing. I'll just jump over. No, no, no. Oh, but the faithfulness of God. Oh, the faithfulness of God. Oh, the mercy of God. Oh, I'm sick of the way I'm living. You have to come to the place where you're sick of living this way. Oh, God, I'm sick of it. Oh, and he can hear that prayer. God, I'm sick of the way I'm living. I'm sick of the way I'm living. But you know what? The devil's not going to leave you alone. Then everything's coming at you. No, what about your husband? What about your wife? What about your girlfriend, your boyfriend? What about the addictions that you have? Oh, you're so bound. What am I going to do? No, there's no way out. I can't see a way out. Oh, but the mercy of God, the faithfulness of drawing, God drawing. Unless God draws you, you can't be saved. But all the drawing power that God can give you. Oh, I don't know how to do it. I don't know how, God, but you. God, I need you. I need you. Oh, and you know what God's saying? Oh, turn your eyes towards Jesus. Oh, turn. Oh, I can't. Oh, the devil's saying, no, you can't get out of this. Oh, yes. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Oh, I can't. Oh, yes, you can. Oh, and you turn. Oh, what a different look now. Oh, turn. I'm coming home. I'm coming home. Oh, I turned my back on you, Lord. Oh, but now I'm turning my back on the things of this old world. Oh, I'm cutting it off. As Brother Foster sings, goodbye, old world. Goodbye. I'm coming home. Oh, thank God tonight. What peace there is with the Lord. Oh, you got to acknowledge your sin tonight. You got to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And guess what? You got to confess your sins and forsake them. Oh, what a thought that is tonight. What an awesome thought. There's peace in knowing that, Lord, you're in control. You've got a hold on my life. You've got a hold on my life. Thank the Lord tonight. Oh, you can make it tonight. Oh, what an awesome God we serve. What a merciful God. Oh, but the devil will not leave you alone sometimes. Oh, he'll bring things back. But oh, keep on submitting. Yes, submit to God. Yes, resist the devil. Yes, draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Yes, you can make it. Yes, you can make it tonight. And oh, what a different outlook there is when you come to God. Oh, it used to be all about self, and it used to be all about you. But thank God tonight, God changes that. It's about others now. It's about others. Oh, thank God tonight. Oh, you think about this thought tonight, how God gave everything. You think about how he created everything. That thought alone, just amazing. But then you think how God gave his only begotten son. Think about that. He gave his only begotten son. And then thank God, what happened? Jesus came. And what did he do? He gave his life as an example, as the word. He was the word. Thank God, he gave his life. And not only that, he gave his life for our sins. That you and I can have an opportunity to be saved. What an awesome God we serve. That we can live free from sin. Oh, thank God tonight. And thank God if we meet the Bible conditions that I just said earlier. Thank God tonight, he can come into this temple. Thank God he can come into this temple. Oh, and now, what happens? We want to give. Thank God, tonight God is light, and in him there is no darkness. Isn't that awesome? Thank God tonight, if you're living free from sin, there's no darkness in there. Isn't that awesome tonight? Psalms 119, 130 says, "The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto even the simple." Think about that tonight. The word of God. Oh, how it's light. And you take this in, and it becomes part of you. Oh, Jesus said in John, the 14th chapter, "If you love me, keep my commandments." Oh, think about that tonight. If you take it in, oh, how it's light, and you walk in that, and you become the light. Oh, in Matthew, the 5th chapter, in verse number 14, Matthew 5 and 14, it says, "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill that cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Oh, thank God tonight, you're the light of the world. What an honor, but yet what a responsibility. Oh, what a responsibility. In Galatians, the 5th chapter, verse number 22. Galatians 5, 22. "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance." What a difference. What a difference from the manifestation of the works. Complete opposite. Matter of fact, in Galatians there and on up there, it says contrary. Contrary. Complete opposite of a sinful condition. But what a blessing it is that love can flow out. Joy, peace in your soul, long suffering, gentleness. But how is it? Are you sharing it with others? Is it coming out? Oh, I thought of gentleness. I read one definition that said, to say the truth in such a way but yet be gentle. To say the truth to ones in such a way that it'll be gentle. The Bible says not to be a striker. It says not to be a striker, but gentle, gentle. Can the world see Jesus in you? Can the world see love and joy and the fruit of the Spirit coming out of you? What a question that is. But you know, if you're living a life, you know, the devil still comes around. No, you're not affecting nobody. Oh, yes, you are. They're looking at you. They might not say it, and they might say it too eventually. How? How? The Bible says you're a gazing stock. You're an ambassador. You represent. You think about that tonight. And they're going to ask you, how? How do you live free from sin? How do you have long suffering? How? Oh, if they do ask, what do? You just point them right on up. Let me tell you, God gave his only begotten son, and Jesus came and he gave so that we can live free from sin and we can then come out the fruit of the Spirit. But tonight, how are you doing? How are you doing spiritually? How is your love? How is your love for the ones around you? How is your love? Let's just talk about today. Was you concerned at all about the sick? Was you concerned at all about the problems, situations of life? Was you at all concerned about the lost? Did it ever cross your mind today? Did it ever cross your mind today? Was you praying for them? Do you hurt when they hurt? Or is your love, your joy, your peace, your long-suffering, your gentleness, all that dwindling? Is it beginning to dwindle how you're not thinking about others? I'm just getting through the day. Poor me. Or are you concerned? We're here for a purpose. We're here for a purpose. And I can tell you this, the closer you get to God, the things of this old world mean less, 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 and less. They don't mean as much. Oh, but yet the devil will say, no, you're here for a long time. Oh, how the days go by so quickly. How did I get to this place already? How time goes by so quickly. What are you doing? How are you doing spiritually? Is there starting to be a let up just a little? Well, maybe not as much reading. Maybe not as much praying. We're having church tonight. That'll be good enough. Is it good enough? Is it good enough? Oh, how are you tonight? Where are you at? God wants you closer, a little closer. Every day, are you submitting to God's will? Are you resisting the devil? God, I need you. God, I need to draw more. God, I'm not satisfied. I'm satisfied with you, but I'm not satisfied with my production. God, help me. There's more souls that I could be winning. God, Jesus laid down his life. Are you laying down your time? Are you laying down time for others? Are you looking for opportunities? Maybe I can take them out to eat. Maybe I can be their friend. Maybe I can just talk to them a little bit. And maybe it'll draw them. Maybe it'll draw them. Are you even reaching out? Are you even reaching out? God help me. This message is for me too. Where are you at tonight? Where are you at tonight? I'm going to finish with James, the fourth chapter there. Submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners. Purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Be afflicted, mourn, weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Let us stand. Dear Heavenly Father, God, we've striven to the best ability. What you've given us tonight, dear God, God, we're just asking you, help me to draw more. God, I'm not satisfied where I'm at. God, help me to reach more for you. God, help us tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.